Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. This is the Buckmaster Show on Tuesday, February 12th, 2013. Today, the birthday of President Abraham Lincoln. I remember when this used to be a national holiday. I kind of think it still should be, to honor Honest Abe. We're live weekdays, noon to 1, here on the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, our home station. We're live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And we make it very easy for you to hear our program anytime, anywhere, as we post the program, usually within an hour of its conclusion, to buckmastershow.com, also to tucsonsentinel.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and we have links now on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun at gvnews.com, and the homepage of Blog for Arizona. They have us prominently displayed at blogforarizona.com. We'll begin the show with a conversation on efforts to strengthen Arizona's clean elections law. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will have the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly technology report presented by Cox Business. And then we close out the show with a preview of this weekend's 59th annual Tucson Gem and Mineral Show at the Tucson Convention Center. This is the granddaddy of all the gem and mineral shows, really the show that started it all. If you have a question or comment, we invite you to join us on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. The Arizona Advocacy Network, known for successfully defending Arizona's Clean Elections Act, is now pushing Arizona House Bill 2575, which would strengthen the Clean Elections program, which voters approved in 1998. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Sam Wyrsinski. Mr. Wyrsinski, the former Democratic candidate for Arizona Secretary of State, he now heads up Arizona Advocacy Network, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan group promoting accountability of officials through government of, by, and for the people. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Thanks for the invitation to join you today.
Well, it's a good time to have you on the program. It's very serendipitous. This session of the legislature, there's a lot to do with voters and elections. And I want to begin with this House Bill 2575. What exactly, which was, I guess, just introduced last week, what would this do, Sam?
This bill proposes to look at the campaign finance limits, both for traditional and clean candidates. The biggest part of the bill, though, is what's called the Voter Involvement Program, or what we like to refer to as the VIP system. And it literally puts clean elections funding into the hands of every registered voter in Arizona. Those voters then can choose to give those clean election dollars to clean candidates, those who opt out of the traditional system, go under the voluntary system of not using private money, not raising money from lobbyists and corporations. The voters then will have public dollars to give to these candidates if they support them. So the idea is to shift the focus of candidates back to the voters, away from the donors, which seems to be the direction that our elections have taken over the last couple of decades.
What about dollar amounts? Would that change?
Well, in the bill, the proposal is that every voter would have a $300 credit of clean elections money to give to statewide candidates. So it'd be $300 for each office, and then $50 for each office in the legislature. The voters have these credits or these clean election funds to give to the candidates that would appear on their ballot if they're participating in clean elections, both in the primary and then again in the general election.
So the candidate would have to pledge then not to take money from private corporations or special interest groups?
Correct. And that's part of the program already with clean elections. 30% of the legislature used clean elections to be elected. So 70% went traditional and raised money from private individuals, lobbyists, and corporate and special interest groups. The other 30% qualified under the clean election system that voters passed in 1998. And the idea behind the voter involvement program is to strengthen this, to increase civic engagement, and to allow voters to have something more than just their precious vote to give candidates that they support, and that is some actual dollars.
Did you feel this was necessary at this point because of the so-called dark money that's just pouring into these campaigns?
You know, Bill, that's a real valid point. The amount of undisclosed money impacting our elections today has just risen exponentially since the Supreme Court decision on Citizens United. And both we and a number of Republican lawmakers feel that this particular bill may, it's not a definitive, but it may help to draw money away from undisclosed uses to more of the candidate campaigns, which have to disclose their donors.
Sam Worsinski is with us. Sam heads up the Arizona Advocacy Network Foundation. You're keeping an eye on quite a few pieces of legislation. One we just had in the news here before the show, Mesa Senator Bob Worsley introducing what he calls will be an online voting bill. Any opinion on that one, Sam?
Well, I find it intriguing. You know, actually, it was probably 1990 time frame. The Democratic Party actually conducted its presidential preference election by using an online system, and it demonstrated that it was secure and valid. I think it was for the second nomination for President Bill Clinton that was used. There are, I know, voting rights and election integrity proponents that have a lot of concern over the security of using an online system and the ability to remain anonymous with our votes, which I can certainly understand. But I'm intrigued by it. I think any means of increasing access to voting for our electorate is good. And so I'm open to looking at this bill and seeing how we might make it work properly.
Well, I know there are some pieces of legislation that you are very concerned about, and one of them, I believe, is being heard this afternoon in committee. That is Senate Bill 1003. This could change the way ballots are delivered to the polling place.
I'm really a little disappointed with this particular bill, because it's an agricultural bill that's being used as a strike-all amendment that would make it a felony for a voter to give their ballot to a trusted individual to deliver to the poll, whether an early polling location or their poll on election day. And, you know, I just think that there's probably some form of good intent behind this. I haven't quite figured out what that might be. Because there haven't been any reported problems. There's no evidence that individuals are giving their ballots to trusted folks, and then they're not being delivered. I like to use the scenario, Bill, as if, let's say there's a unit at Davis-Monthan or Fort Huachuca or Luke Air Force Base that's being deployed, and I could see the admin sergeant, you know, saying, and let's say this is happening, you know, during the election season, the admin sergeant saying, "Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got your early ballot and you haven't yet mailed it in, you want to make sure that it gets delivered on time, bring it to the, you know, bring it to the deployment location. We'll collect those and we'll deliver them for you." Well, now that sergeant and all those soldiers, not only are they committing a felony, they're also likely to be charged for conspiracy to commit a felony. You know, it's just, these things just aren't being thought through. And unfortunately, the civic engagement groups that are doing this type of work in very reputable fashions, they're not being invited to be part of the conversation.
Yeah, and the Department of Justice, we should note, struck down a similar law passed by the Arizona legislature last year. So I don't really understand why this has resurfaced, Sam Worsinski.
I certainly don't either, and we've made that information available to the committee members and the committee chair, who is actually the one proposing this amendment. So we'll be down there in force today opposing it, and we certainly encourage your listeners, Bill, to get online, contact the Senate Elections Committee members, and ask them to vote no on Senate Bill 1003.
Getting back to the overhaul of the clean elections, strengthening it, House Bill 2575, what is the future? How is that the chronology on this bill?
Well, it's going to be an awful lot of work. The Speaker assigned it to two committees, the Appropriations and the Judiciary. There's really no fiscal impact, so we're asking the Senate or the House Speaker to withdraw it from Appropriations. We do believe that there is significant support, more than just a simple majority, on the Judiciary Committee to pass it out and with a due pass recommendation to the entire House. We think maybe that's why some of our opponents may have gotten a hold of the Speaker and asked him to double assign this. But we're working real closely with members from both caucuses to move this forward, and this is a bill that is good for Arizona voters. It's good for Arizona democracy and government of, by, and for the people.
Sam Worsinski, always a pleasure talking with you. If our listeners would like more information about your organization, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Please visit us at azadvocacy.org, and we look forward to engaging with them.
Thank you, Sam. Have a great afternoon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye. All right, 12:16. Now on the Buckmaster Show, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman. It's coming up next. Shell has a, I think, pretty good smile on his face. The Dow showing some nice movement today. We'll talk with him about that and more coming up.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is right now, the man himself, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. He's a guy that we always recommend here on the Buckmaster Show for any of your financial planning needs. Shelley is the man, and Shelley's got a pretty good smile on his face. Not that he's not a nice guy all the time and doesn't have a smile, but if the market is up, well, doing fairly well, Shelley's smile is accentuated.
Yeah, Bill, we're up about 63 points.
And that's qualifies
and
for it.
That qualifies for a good smile, but the better smile reason is that we're up safely over 14,000. And if that holds for the day, it'll be the first day we've popped up over 14,000 and stayed there.
Yeah, we've gone into that territory, right. But then we've gone south by the end of the day.
Exactly. So intraday, we've been above 14,000 on the Dow, but today it looks like we could break through that that ceiling. That, I think, is an important emotional kind of limit that the Dow has been fighting against. The market, you know, clearly is voting with its dollars on this recovery. I think it was good that we had the last quarter of 2012 kind of revised back upwards, so that, you know, it wasn't even slightly negative. It's going to be revised so that even the last quarter was positive. I think all the news is good. I just continue to be, you know, this Pollyanna-ish optimist.
Yeah, you really have been optimistic. I mean, not that you're generally a pretty optimistic guy, but you're really optimistic this year, and you're so optimistic that your forecast, which, by the way, has been right on for the last 4 or 5 years, you're in a double-digit predicting mode here.
And we're halfway there.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're moving in the right direction. Right. What will the Wall Street folks want to hear out of President Obama's State of the Union address this evening?
Well, I think they're going to want to hear that the president has a plan to avoid this sequester. I think they're going to be listening more carefully to the Marco Rubio kind of response, and maybe even to Rand Paul's response. What the market is looking for is some certainty. We have been churning around and you know, threatening this cliff and falling off that one, and it's just gone on for too long. And I think what the market wants to hear is that the people in Washington can get their act together and get things settled down, even if they don't necessarily like the solutions or they feel other solutions might be superior to the ones that are being agreed upon. What business needs is more certainty. Lack of churn, lack of uncertainty. You know, we've got very good consumer sentiment. We've got pretty good exporting numbers. We've got, you know, all of the things are lining up. All business needs now is a steady flow of customers. And that's kind of critical. And by the way, it's not just the U.S. markets. It's the overseas markets as well. Things seem to be settling down in China. The Europeans, at least on the financial side, on the banking side, seem to have gotten their act together. The real economies in, you know, the peripheral countries are right. A problem. But the banking side seems to have settled down. When things settle down, business and the markets do well.
The sequestration is really troublesome, though, to the business community.
You know, it can be if it's allowed to go into effect and stay in effect. So I think the scenario—
We could go into it, and likely we will probably.
Yeah, that's exactly
right,
Bill.
We'll go into it, and I don't know how deep we'll go into it.
Well, 3 weeks later, we've got some the word is escaping me, but there's some budget talks that have to be concluded, and a continuing resolution is what I was thinking about. So the sequestration on certain things we could move into very quickly and then budget our way around it and out of it. It's clear there's going to be some cuts. It's also clear that the president and the Democrats are not done looking at some new revenue sources. And there's going to have to be some compromises. I believe in any case, by the end of, you know, April, we should have a pretty good idea, at least where we've gone, whether it's a grand bargain or a 2 or 3 year bargain. At least that'll settle things down for us. And again, markets like nothing better than things to be settled down.
Yeah, they like stability. Shelley mm-hmm. Fishman is with us. It's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley, certified financial planner, and he's a guy that is always willing to give advice to any potential client. And when a potential client comes in, you sit down with them, and there are a couple of things that are important right off the top.
Right. Well, the most important thing is the client's objectives and how the client intends to use the money, the time frames, the client's background with investing. You know, so often people come in and they say, I had this advisor and he's, you know, really screwed up here. I had that advisor and I lost a lot of money.
And they were doing some churning.
There's churning and you get these grand schemes. I mean, I had one person today tell me that they were in a deal where the advisor was taking the money and then buying and selling options with you know, that might be an okay thing to do, but you better know what you're doing.
And pushing certain products.
Yeah, and then there's that. And that's especially products that don't require FINRA licensing so that they're insurance products and you just don't get the kind of regulation that you need when you're investing, say, your retirement savings. And so it's so important, Bill, that when a client comes in, they ask really tough, pointed questions. And they don't just, you know, sit there saying, I don't know anything about finance. I leave it in your hands. Number one, that's an awesome responsibility on the advisor's part. But number two, you know, if you don't know what you're buying, don't buy it.
Well, it's a consumer who's well informed, whether it's in your field, Shelley, right, the financial right. field, or in the healthcare, a health consumer.
Oh, yes.
You really need to do some homework.
And, you know, I hope that financial advisors are not as intimidating as doctors. But if we are, then it's just as hard to question our judgment as it is to question a doctor.
And bring your questions with you. Bring your questions. bring whatever information you need when you visit Shelley Fishman. And in that first visit, it's so important because each of you are really sizing up each other, aren't you?
Do what that client today did. Go to your website. Email me. I got right back to that client. We had a good meeting this morning.
Great. BuckmasterShow.com. Not only does it have the link to Shelley Fishman, it's got the link to all of our fine sponsors, including our new sponsor coming on board. We're very proud of Weston La Paloma.
Yay.
Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As President Obama looks to pursue other second-term priorities, the economy is still the top concern of many Americans. And tonight, they'll hear the president outline a plan for economic growth and job creation during his State of the Union address. A police lieutenant who was wounded last summer during a deadly mass shooting at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin is among two dozen guests the White House has invited to sit with the First Lady tonight during the president's State of the Union speech. The debate over gun control has been playing out again today at a Senate subcommittee hearing, and police now investigating more than 1,000 tips from the public in the search for the fired police officer suspected of a deadly revenge plot against the LAPD. Wall Street, the Dow up 57 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. This literary extravaganza is unlike any other. It is 10 acres of books, authors, exhibitors, food, fun, and entertainment, and it's all free. Arizona Party Rental is a great partner for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus March 9th through the 10th.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our monthly segment on technology in the workplace. Our technology series is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, Troy Ward. Mr. Ward, the regional sales manager for Involta, which is building a multi-tenant data center in Tucson. Involta builds, owns, and operates efficient, highly reliable data centers for a broad range of clients. Troy, good to meet you, and thank you for being on the program.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
I think a lot of people are going to be hearing about Involta. Involta is new to Tucson. Tell us a little bit about how Tucson was chosen for what you need.
Okay, well, Involta is based out of the Midwest in Iowa, and we generally work in cities that are mid-sized cities that are generally underserved. We came to Tucson at the request of two existing customers that asked us to take a look at the Tucson area. It felt great to the executive staff because it was right in our sweet spot of the type of towns that we work in, and it was close to some larger metros like Phoenix and San Diego. So it was just really a perfect fit for our business model.
So the company is based in Iowa, and they want to be in areas that are close to large metropolitan areas.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so in Iowa, we're in Cedar Rapids, so we're just outside of Chicago. We're in Duluth, Minnesota, which is just outside of Minneapolis. Tucson's just outside of Phoenix. So again, it fits our model perfectly.
So give our listeners kind of a view of what Involta, how would you describe it to someone that's not in the data business? Give us sort of the layman's view of what you do.
Okay. You gave a great technical description of it with your start. Our models, we build, own, and operate Tier 3 data centers in mid-sized markets. And what a data center is a large, hardened, very secure building with an incredible amount of redundancy from the power systems and the cooling systems. So large corporations, medium-sized corporations, hospitals, state and local governments all will move their mission-critical IT infrastructure, so their servers, their switches, their routers, all the computer systems that make them work, into our facilities. And then from there, we keep them secure, we keep them cooled, We make sure that they have uninterrupted power, and we also provide a host of managed and professional services to help these companies so that they can manage their business, and we'll manage the technology for them.
So when the monsoon season comes along and we have these power outages, don't worry about it. Involta has you covered.
We have you covered. Our facility is built on a ring with three substations, and we have currently 2 1-megawatt generators to make sure the power stays on. But also, unlike in an office building, the carriers such as Cox build in a ton of redundancy into our facilities, so the chances of the communications going down is very slim in our data center.
Talk about your security. Must be pretty tight.
It's very tight. The building is 8-inch hardened concrete.
Whoa.
There are cameras covering every inch of the facility inside and out. To get into the facility, you have to authenticate with a badge and a card reader. Once you get into the main facility, in order to get into the most critical part where all the IT infrastructure is, it's a 2-point authentication. One is with your badge, and then the other is an iris scan. So there's a device that actually takes a picture of your iris and compares 900 points of reference to ensure that you are allowed to come into the facility.
Troy Ward is with us. He's the regional sales manager for Involta. They're new to Tucson, and your facility is located where? And were you pleased with the choices, Troy, that you had in selecting an operating facility here?
The facility is just off of Park Avenue and Pennsylvania Street in the Tucson Industrial Park. We were thrilled with the choices we had. All of our other facilities, and this is our 7th data center we've built, we built from the ground up. This particular facility happened to have been a clean room where they made camera lenses for cell phone cameras. So it really lent itself well to becoming a data center, which helped us to expedite our build. And with some really great local trades, we were able to keep on schedule and on budget to get the facility to the point where we are right now, which is almost opening.
From a technology standpoint, Troy, how many vendors are involved in your particular deployment here in Tucson?
You know, Bill, there are a number of vendors involved. Just a couple of the ones that we used were Commonwealth Electric for our electrical, DP Air for our mechanical. Cox is one of the main carriers in our facility, and they've been a great business partner helping to introduce us to people in the area. And, you know, it's a laundry list of people, local trades that we've used and will continue to use as we build out more of the facility and the maintenance of the facility ongoing.
So, Troy, from a cost point of view for the client, it's beneficial to join up in an organization, be part of Involta, rather than I guess, trying to do it on your own, right? Is that kind of the thinking or what?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, a company does their service or makes their product, and that's what they're expert at. We're experts at building data centers, so we're very efficient in how we build and operate them. And that relates to or translates to a cost savings for the customer and just allows them to stay focused on their business instead of, again, trying to manage technology. We'll do that for them, and they can manage their business and be much more profitable.
How about opening up? When are you going to have your official opening?
Grand opening will be April 3rd. We're going to be commissioning and testing the building through March. And then again, April 3rd is the grand opening. We'll have a number of political figures there to speak and other members of the business community and invite everybody to come out.
How about employees, your staff?
Employees, we're not sure what it will be at right now. Currently, I'm the sole employee. We'll be hiring a few other people. And then depending on the success of the facility is how many other employees will be hired on as time goes on.
But you do have room for more clients.
We do.
I mean, there's
lots of room. 40,000 square feet.
Yeah, 40,000 square feet, and there's a lot of data storage space. Is that safe to say?
Yes, sir. There's 600 cabinets worth of the space, so it's by far the largest data center in southern Arizona.
Okay. Troy Ward, thank you very much for being with us from Involta. Folks will be hearing about Involta. They're new to Tucson and providing really a vital function for businesses in our community and really across the country. Troy, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
The technology series on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
I'm Bruce Beach, one of the founders of the Tucson Festival of Books. The festival attracts over 100,000 people, 450 authors, and 250 exhibitors over a three-day period. We work with over 30 different vendors, and it's a pleasure working with Ken and the Arizona Party Rental team. They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus, March 9th through the 10th.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
It's 12:48 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Explore Southwest New Mexico and discover what you've been missing. While you're over in Southwest New Mexico, view the fabulous
Mimbres Pottery Collection at the University, Western New Mexico University in Silver City. Grant County offering solitude, excitement, escape from the ordinary. Silver City with its rich Western history, galleries, and museums. Silver City is only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. You can find out more on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Lots of great places to stay, including Lake Roberts Motel, Spirit Canyon Lodge, and Ridge Park RV Park. Well, it's a big weekend in Tucson. It's the Tucson Gem, Mineral, and Fossil Showcase. We'll be getting underway this actually, the main showcase, of course, has been underway, but kind of the granddaddy of all the shows gets underway Thursday at the Tucson Convention Center. Paul Hartner joins me in studio. Paul is the 2013 show chair for the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, which gets underway Thursday at the TCC and runs through Sunday. And this is the 59th annual Tucson Gem and Mineral Show. Good to see you, Paul.
Bill, thanks so much for having us. It's always a pleasure to visit with you and talk about our favorite time of year, the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society's show at the Tucson Convention Center. This year promises to be a great show, and hopefully we can visit a little bit more about that.
What are you hearing so far of the folks who are in town who have been going to a lot of the professional end shows, a lot of the vendors? What are they saying about this year's show?
The dealers that I've talked to at the mineral shows have indicated business is up, sales are up. I think that's probably a reflection on the economy nationwide is a little bit better than the last couple of years, and people feel that they have a few extra dollars that they can afford to spend on adding a specimen, a mineral specimen, a gemstone, a piece of jewelry to their collections.
Well, the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society started all of this nearly 60 years ago, and without that cornerstone show, kind of the anchor show, there really would be no Tucson Gem, Mineral, and Fossil Showcase, correct, Paul?
I think that's absolutely correct. Our first show, as you know, and many of your guests or listeners will recall, was at the Helen Keeling Elementary School. The first show in 1955 was so successful. They did it a second time, and here we are 59 years later, being joined by between 45 to 48 other venues around metropolitan Tucson.
How about this year's show at the TCC?
This year's show is going to feature the mineral fluorite. Fluorite's a very common mineral found on all the continents, countries all over the world. Fluorite is a critically important industrial mineral. The fluorine is used, among other things, in Teflon that everybody sees in their pots and pans. But the show theme is fluorite, colors of the rainbow. We look to have some spectacular exhibits, both from private collectors and great museums around the world, including our longtime partner, the U.S. National Museum, commonly known as the Smithsonian.
You have this year 250 dealers in the show. Has that pretty much been steady over the last few years?
That's been a constant number. We've tried to fill all the space, all the available space at the TCC, and 250 is about the max that we can get in and still afford all the dealers as much space as they would like.
I was going to say, Paul, how did you get involved with this society?
My first show was in either 1974 or 75. My daytime job brought me to Tucson, and I was staying at, I think at that time it was called the Braniff Hotel, that's gone through several iterations. But can't remember what the last, I think the Arizona Hotel.
Hotel Arizona.
Yeah. That year, the hotel show was awash with a copper mineral from Sumeb called dioptase, a green mineral. And I'd been a mineral collector as a young kid, and I thought that was fabulous. Called my wife and said, I want to spend some money to buy a mineral specimen. She said, you're out of your mind. I bought the specimen anyway and have been coming to Tucson ever since. And 3 years ago, I was invited to participate in the show committee, have served as the show chair the last 3 years, but it's been a great family activity for our family and my kids growing up and now grandkids, looking forward to coming to Tucson this weekend.
You know, I would urge all of the families, the parents listening, to take the kids to the show. Perhaps these folks have not been to the show before, but it's a great way to introduce young people to geography. I mean, stamp collecting is another way that kids can learn about the world, but you know, they're holding something from another part of the world, and it's a good way to learn, isn't it?
It's a great way to learn. The other, there's another way, Bill, that I think is equally as fun, is listen for the foreign languages and try and keep track of how many different languages you hear. And then when you get home, get out an atlas and look at the map and see where the country Sweden is, see where India is, see where some of the provinces in China are. So really, it is a good way to learn about the world. It really is.
Speaking with Paul Hartner, and Paul is the 2013 show chair for the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, which gets underway. It has a 4-day run at the Tucson Convention Center. I'm sure, Paul, you are very happy to hear that the Rio Nuevo Board and the city of Tucson have buried the hatchet and are going to put some needed improvements into the TCC.
Thrilled to death. Everybody.
Improve those bathrooms, right? That's one of the upgrades.
Everybody that produces a show wants the best venue they can possibly get, and it's been a struggle, but I will tell you, TCC has been a good partner. They've really made an effort this year to make some improvements, and I suspect over the next 2 or 3 years, the property will look substantially different and will have a completely different feel. We're appreciative for what the city of Tucson has done.
Every year there is a different mineral or gem that is featured, and I guess there's no danger of running out, right? Even though you're at year number 59?
There is absolutely no danger of running out, but as you'll remember, yeah. Bill, over the years we've also featured countries,
yes,
or regions, minerals of Australia. Last year, to coincide with the 100th anniversary of Arizona statehood, it was Minerals of Arizona. Next year, I would like to talk about next year for just
please,
a minute.
Yes, go ahead.
It will be the 60th anniversary, and the feature mineral will be diamonds for the
Ooh.
60th anniversary. We'll have some other surprises, but we're hopeful that there will be a spectacular display of diamonds, other gemstones, gold and silver, but the 60th anniversary will feature diamonds, prominently feature diamonds.
Is this the show, this showcase, and of course your show, is it pretty much the marquee show of this particular industry?
I believe it is. This show is truly an international show. There will be people from all of the continents in attendance, both as guests, exhibitors, and dealers. It is the place that a mineral collector would go. It's the I've lost the word.
It's the centerpiece.
It's the centerpiece
for your particular industry.
If you were a baseball fan and you wanted to visit the great stadiums, you would have had the old Yankee Stadium, Fenway, and Wrigley Field on your bucket list of things to do. If you're a mineral collector, a gemstone collector, Tucson, the pilgrimage. I've got the word there.
There you go.
The pilgrimage would be to Tucson in February once in your life.
And fossils are neat too.
Fossils are fabulous. Fossils, for some reason, young kids are truly attracted to fossils, the dinosaurs, shark's teeth. They're great fossil shows around the valley. We'll have fossils at our show. It's not the primary focus, but there are certainly fossils available.
They will be there. Paul Hartner, thank you very much. The Tucson Convention Center will be the venue starting Valentine's Day Thursday and running through Sunday. It's the 2013 Tucson Gem and Mineral Society's 59th annual show. Good luck to you, Paul.
Thank you, Bill, for having us. Look forward to seeing you at the show.
Thank you very much. The Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson wants to remind all pet owners that February is National Pet Dental Health Month. If you are concerned about your pet's bad breath or dental health, please come see their board-certified dentist at 4909 North La Cañada Drive in Tucson, 795-9955, or visit them on the web at vscot.com. That's the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. All of the guests who are in-studio guests here on the Buckmaster Show are provided with bottled water from Culligan. Culligan offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. We love the Culligan water. It simply tastes better, and our guests certainly enjoy it as well. Coming up this afternoon from 3 to 5, it's the John C. Scott Talk Show, the Dean of Local Talk, right here on AM 1030, KVOI The Voice. Then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a great afternoon, and we'll be back with you right here on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon for our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Featured guest, Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.